Available only at lightstream.com/news. You could pay off all your high-interest credit card debt with monthly payments at rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit. But this discounted rate is only available for radio listeners at this exclusive URL, lightstream.com/news. That's right. To get rates as low as 5.83% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit, you must go to lightstream.com/news. The only way to get this reduced rate is to go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval, rates with this discount range from 5.83% APR to 19.99% APR. It includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Today is July 28th, National Milk Chocolate Day. Hey, you got Milk Chocolate Day on my July 28th. Well, you got July 28th on my Milk Chocolate Day. Two great days that go great together. Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What's next at 5, Rodeo Queen?
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. New guidance from the federal government set off a cascade of mask rules across the nation as cities, states, schools, and businesses race to bring back mandates. Others push back against the guidelines at a time when Americans are exhausted and confused over constantly shifting pandemic measures. Nevada and Kansas City, Missouri were among the locations that moved swiftly to reimpose indoor mask mandates on Wednesday, a day after the announcement from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Governors in Pennsylvania and South Carolina, however, joined others who said they would not revert back to stricter mask mandates.
Good.
On Wall Street, a mixed day, as the Dow was down by 127 points. The NASDAQ, however, rose 102. The S&P 500 down a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. All right, we just heard during SRN News, you know, some states are not taking a step back on masks and social distancing. We've done that already. The whole idea that this whole new level of confusion is coming in is so sick. Meanwhile, Biden's letting people across the border with no, they're not testing them, nothing. Anyway, Governor Abbott of Texas today issued an executive order restricting transportation of these migrants due to COVID-19. That's how you stop it. Don't let it in. But you see, those are Democratic voters. So they get a special exemption from the government. And now we're reading here that fascist book, Facebook, gave free ads to the CDC to promote this whole fear-mongering exercise. Why would anybody, if they're backing off now, get the vaccine? Look, you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You, it's your body, your choice. If you think that'll protect you from getting COVID-19, fine, but don't come up to me and tell me I got to wear a mask because I'm not going to do it. And I'm praying that our governor and our mayor stay strong on this. Haven't we done enough damage? How many businesses? We've been lucky to see a few new restaurants open around town, a few places come back. that suffered through this whole thing, you're going to put them through that again? 25% capacity? You can't do that. You cannot do that. I will lead the protest if you do. I can promise you that right now. It was nice to talk to Jacqueline earlier.
That was fun, man.
Jacqueline Tomlinson and Dana Delk, Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. But if you've ever been in a situation, I was on the radio, man, and a summons server came and dumped a phone book's worth of documents in my lap. And at the very end of all these documents was a restraining order saying you can't discuss this because you're a public person.
Oh.
I was in the middle of a radio show. I had to leave the studio. And you know what? I did not have somebody who I knew I could call and trust to take care of business for me. I wish I did. A very lame-ass attorney in that situation. When you're hit with a thing like that, I mean, it turns your life inside out. You want somebody who's going to be your advocate. We're going to take care of this, okay? Focus on yourself moving forward, for men or women. And Delk and Tomlinson represent both, although they do specialize in representing men. Their number is 819-4810. Some powerful testimonials to be read at divorceformenalabama.com. And they can also help you with matters of family law. They can refer you to their friend Amy if you have a financial issue with bankruptcy and so forth. They got you covered. That's Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We're going to check in with Brandt here shortly on today's money, your money.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities have arrested a man in the ambush killing of a Selma police officer. 18-year-old Javante Stubbs is charged with the shooting of Officer Marquise Moore Tuesday morning at the Selma Square Apartments. Stubbs is being held in Chilton County until a hearing Friday morning in Selma. No word on a motive. Some Alabama school systems have announced they'll require students and teachers to wear face masks indoors following new federal guidelines to curb the spread of COVID-19. The Birmingham, Huntsville, Bessemer, and Opelika school systems have said that masks will be required indoors. School systems across the river region have yet to announce their plans. Auburn University and the University of Alabama both hope that students will get the COVID vaccine, and they're offering incentives to do it. Auburn students can win prizes, including $1,000 scholarships. At the University of Alabama, students who get vaccinated will get $20 put in their Bama Cash account as a way to say thanks. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I can tell you really love our new refrigerator, dear.
Why is that?
Your face lights up every time you open the door.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Hey everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I've made a generous offer to the public sector plebeians at NASA to take over future missions to the moon. I shall give them $2 trillion. Pardon me. The offer is only $2 billion. That seems low. Seriously, I make like $2 billion a week just on Prime subscriptions. I paid my ex-wife $38 billion. I have $2 billion in change in the ashtray of my car, which is definitely not a Tesla. I mean, man, if I had known the moon was this cheap, I'd be selling it on Amazon. Anywho, hey, NASA, let me know about the $2 billion. I'll have one of my secretary Venmo it to you. That is all.
512 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Actually, the story that's drawn the most emotion out of our listeners is the one on the passing of Dusty Hill of ZZ Top. Looking through the comments section, did he die? Yes. In his sleep at 72. And I guess ZZ was supposed to play in Birmingham this Friday night, if I understand correctly.
Oh, wow.
Now, you know, there's a show must go on kind of mentality out there. They may actually keep that date. And you know what? They probably have had this conversation amongst each other. You know, what happens if... Because they're at that age, man, yeah, 72. Man. So if they do play, don't judge them. That may be how they honor him.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. That's what I would do.
Anyway, we're going to talk to Mr. Right on the Money. That would be Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. And there was a Fed meeting. Here's what's interesting. The Dow didn't look particularly good at the end of the day, but my account with Brant had a little more money in it than when the day started. I like that. You're magical,
That's great, Greg. Well, so, yeah, first of all, it's nice to be back on the show. I appreciate the little break. We've been on vacation, much needed, by the way. But yeah, I definitely wanted to call in today, buddy, because it was a big meeting. We had this Fed meeting. And remember the last one, they sounded what was a little bit of a more hawkish tone. Mm-hmm. And really, over the last 6 weeks, kind of somewhat of a turbulence off and on again. And everyone knows our thesis around this, that we really believe we are still in the early stages of an inflation super cycle. And the Fed, as we expected, and this was something that was a big deal because no one really knew for sure. It's much different than prior meetings where everyone thought, okay, they're going to definitely, you know, continue on down the path that they're on. And but in this meeting, there was a question mark around that. I mean, if they had come out and said, you know, listen, we're going to start to tighten policy a little bit because of this inflation issue, it could have been a real problem. But they did not do that. And to your point, Greg, I will say when you look at the largest portfolio that we have, which we have five of them, you're in a sort of a level three, our growth with income portfolio model. Well, as we know, all assets in the world are highly sensitive to, you know, central bank policies, whether it's the Fed or the European Central Bank, et cetera. But 30% of our portfolio, there are four different investments that we have allocated in that model. 30% are hypersensitive to Fed policy. And so I would just say that. But that just goes to show you the extreme confidence we have and how we feel about this and the data we're looking at. So the long story short, you're exactly right, Greg. Most of the indexes today didn't do very much, but we were very happy with what we saw happen because the Fed said that they're going to continue to keep rates at zero. They said that they're going to continue to purchase $120 billion a month. This is quantitative easing. $80 billion of treasuries, $40 billion of mortgage-backed securities every single month. They're going to continue to do that because they want to see the jobs numbers look better. This is only adding more and more fuel to the fire. There's a lot more to this whole story, and I guess I could boil it down by saying the Fed is also mindful of the fact that if they hint at tightening on policy, the dollar is going to go up, it's going to destroy the rest of the world, and it's going to throw the whole globe into a recession. This is what I mean by them being boxed in, mm-hmm. and how in the world are they going to get out of this? So you've got the global wrecking ball that is a strong dollar that they've got to be worried about. And then on the other hand, you've got this income inequality issue that the Biden administration and Treasury Secretary Yellen care about. So they're boxed in. And as long as they stay like this, we think we're going to continue to perform quite well. So, yes, that 30% allocation that I just mentioned did really, really well today.
Yeah.
After the Fed meeting.
Well, as I've told listeners, it's just great to check at the end of the day and see you made a little money and you did all the work. And I appreciate that. So I just saw that they reached a deal on this huge infrastructure bill in the Senate. How might that impact the indexes tomorrow?
I think it's going to be extremely bullish. You know, let's put it this way. This bill that they just passed really and truly is probably almost identical to what Trump would have done.
Mm-hmm.
And the Republicans really did, dig in on this thing. If you look through what they agreed upon, there are no liberal pet projects really to speak of.
Yeah,
in
this is
bill.
What they call hard infrastructure, which means like roads, bridges, and things that are actually going to get built. And not,
that's exactly right. And by the way, I will be on the record here saying that this is something I agree with. We really, really do have a massive infrastructure problem in the country with a whole host of things.
Yes.
And we do have some ground to catch up on the Chinese with respect to technological infrastructure and 5G networks and other things, particularly around cybersecurity. So I think this is actually going to be a good bill. Keep in mind, they started this thing at nearly $2 trillion, and now we're well under a trillion. So it's, I have to sort of tip my cap to the GOP on this one, and I think this is something we can live with. And by the way, yes, it's going to be very bullish for a lot of the things we own, basic and raw materials. And so, it's a 1-2 punch with monetary policy the way it is, combined with more money going into infrastructure. We really, really love the way we're positioned right now.
I love this positivity, and I hope, folks, that you'll consider making the move I did about 5 months ago, and that sat down with Brandt, met the I've met everybody at Invista Advisors. And it's an incredible group of people. And everybody, you know, I love about the team there is that everybody does their own thing and they all get together and they kind of put their thoughts into a blender. Nobody is trying to be missed. So they're listening to a wide array of possibilities when they're in the decision-making process. And I got to tell you, that's about, 150 days. And I'd say at least 70% or 80% of those days, I'm looking at more money in my account at the end of the day, which is nice.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, Greg. And, you know, you're a living testimony to sort of how we manage money. It's all about risk management. And especially here in the last 4 to 6 weeks, nerves of steel, really. Mm-hmm. Sticking to our guns with what we believe and our high conviction around where the data is leading us, in spite of what people are saying in the headlines and this and that and a little bit of market activity. Right now, we're being well rewarded. So.
By the way, I want everybody to know, I didn't walk in with a briefcase full of cash. I work in radio. So I walked in with what I could gather together, and it built on that and kept adding to it. And it's a great thing to do. You learn how to save aggressively, as they put it. Start yours by calling 387-0094, 387-0094, and find out how they can help you prepare for your future long-term or short-term at Invista Advisors. Brant, thanks for calling in. Will we hear
from you? Oh, man, listen. Yeah. My pleasure.
And we will talk again soon.
I look forward to it, buddy.
Travel
you guys
safely.
Take care. I'm going to go try to catch some fish.
All righty. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You want to give him any advice, right. Seth?
Hey, man. It's called fishing, not catching.
I love it.
I'm gonna start a company for him called Infishta Advisor.
Yeah. That's great.
Seth Matlow, CEO. Take care, buddy.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
522.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. Well, we are light to moderate all over the city. We got some congestion on Taylor Road, slow traffic I-85 from Taylor to Chantilly. And we've got a little bit of congestion in front of Baptist and Alpha on East South Boulevard. Had an accident earlier, a minor accident at Highway 331 and East South Boulevard. Hopefully they've got that one pulled into a parking lot. Several big open spaces right there at that intersection to put something in. But use caution there if you go through. We'll keep you updated. No new accidents to tell you about. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at brubaker.com.
We're going to let Donald Trump, in his own words, explain why people turn up by the tens of thousands to see him and why the Democrats and the left can't make him go away. Dee, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
Not bad.
I had a question. I don't get to listen to your show real often, just when I'm in the car. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering, I have not heard anyone lately with an update on Dan. How is he doing?
Dan's progressing, but it's going to take him a pretty good amount of time before he'll be able to come back on the air. So my opinion, based on what I've heard, is that Dan is going to be back on this radio station at some point, but not in the short-term future. I mean, the door's always going to... For what Dan Morris has done for this station, for this company, for me, what he's taught me, Dan Morris is always going to have a spot in this house.
Well, I'm ready to hear his voice again.
We all miss the guy. No, I'm sorry, we don't do that. We just don't do that. You can like Dan, you can hate me. It doesn't. As long as you're willing to tell me. I'm sorry, Dee. I didn't mean to be rude, but look, I know there's a lot of people out there. If everybody loved me, I'd have 100 share. Let me explain how radio works. If you can get 5% of the radios that are on at any given time of day to tune you in, you're going to have a great career and make some money.
Really?
5%.
Wow.
At any given time. That's what you want to hit. So I know there's people out there that don't like me, and it needs to be that way because people have to have an opinion on what you do. So, and I think April is somebody who's grown tremendously with time. everybody's new at something.
Oh yeah, man.
God, the last thing I would want to do is go back and listen to some of the shows I did here when I first got to Montgomery. Oh my God.
Oh. I would love to hear you on Alice.
Those shows that people still call today and say, when I first heard you, I thought you'd last a week.
Maybe.
John?
Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Love you.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Everybody who thinks that people...
All right.
Oh.
That word is still not allowed on the radio. The one that starts with F and ends in G, and I'm not talking about forking.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs.
Oh, I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way, and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Liggers Bakery, our name is synonymous with tradition. Liggers has been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From our legendary mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. Remember to call Liggers to order the custom cookies and cakes that make summertime sweeter. Visit Liggers Bakery on Facebook and Instagram for photos and more information. Or call to place your order today, 288-6550. Or come by the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. Come home. Come on home to Liggers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented, and the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
And 75 million people, 16 million more than the first time, voted for that. But somehow Joe Biden, Mr. Popular, got 81 million votes, and he's our president. By the way, we had a caller asking about Dan Morris. Dan Morris, I owe him for that clip. He's the one that turned me on to that. And believe me, I don't think anybody has ever worked harder to bounce back from a tough situation.
Yeah.
But knowing Dan, I expect him to be back on the air here.
Oh yeah, he's a fighter.
Definitely.
And I hope he'll come and spend an hour with us.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
Yeah.
I'd love to be here.
William B.
Gregory.
Yes, sir.
I hadn't been able to listen all that much this afternoon, but what are you doing to people to cause them to call in and make you dump them like that?
actually, I think in a couple of instances, alcohol was involved.
Man, I tell you.
You know, here's the thing, William B., and I'm not bragging when I tell you this, but when you've done this for a long time, and I've done this for a long time. And it's the same. It's just as true in music radio as it is here. Almost from the moment somebody opens their mouth, you know you're going to have trouble. So, Rosie, as my witness,
my
right hand gravitates to the dump button before I need to hit it.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. Almost all the time.
Very rarely does somebody. Yeah. The only time I get caught off guard is when it's somebody we normally trust has a moment and forgets.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. But,
well, you know, I mean, there's certain things that I hear on the radio, you know, on this station, certain people that call in that I don't really care to listen to, and, yeah, you know, whatever, but I don't feel the need to call, especially somebody else's show, and complain about the callers or whatever.
Don't, I mean, or the host or anything else. If you got an issue with a host, you call the host. That is cardinal rule number one. And somebody, that rule was broken on me once, and I raised hell. So you don't do that. I mean, that is amateur hour.
Yeah, it's I don't know. It's just crazy. But anyway, like I said, I've been kind of busy this afternoon, hadn't been able to listen. But I just wanted to confirm something that you mentioned earlier in the show.
Yes.
About the aggression on the road and everything. The rude drivers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming from somebody that's been driving through the whole thing, you are absolutely right. It is a lot worse than it was before all of this.
And you watch. Crap. I think it's going to become kamikaze city if they start reinstituting lockdowns and restrictions again. That's the reason we're seeing all of this now. A lot of people have snapped. They don't care about anybody else but themselves.
Right, it's crazy. I was on I-65 earlier today, up around Alabaster, and there was a lane closed, and you know, a lot of trying to merge and all this kind of stuff. And you know, this little car, a little Ford Taurus or something, you know, he just decided that he was gonna intimidate me, and you know what I'm driving, you know. So I'm like, okay, buddy, you know, I'm staying in my lane. If you'd like to join me, come on, you know.
We should find a way to. We should find a way to rick up your horn so when you see that, you can hit the horn and it'll say,
"Are you sure you want to do that?"
Really?
Should say me.
Well, you know.
I appreciate.
Oh,
Papa B, I didn't hang. You know, he. Hey, hello.
I'm there. Yeah. No, I can't. I've learned my lesson about hanging up before. I don't get back on the show. I'm like banned from the show, so I'm staying. If I get my place in line, I'm staying put. Kind of like going through the line at the soup Nazi is.
No airtime for you.
You ain't done.
No, no radio time this, for you.
You ain't banned from this show. We love you, man.
Well, thank you. You know, Jake Wallen mentioned she was helping with Vacation Bible School. And I got to tell you, as a little kid, when they told me I was going to Vacation Bible School, I was like, I'm sorry. The only thing I heard was school.
Yeah.
I just got out of school. I don't want to go back to school. What demented mind came up with putting those three words together? I mean, vacation, okay. Bible, good. But school, you hit me with that left hook there. I don't want to go back to school. Anyway, Greg, about these states now, it looks like a whole lot more states are starting to look at doing audits.
Yes.
What do you know about that?
Pennsylvania. Tomorrow when Terry Adams is here, make sure you're listening because we've got a special segment we're going to do on Pennsylvania and some inside information coming out of there because the analysts who have looked at the numbers say that Trump won by 400,000. And that was about the margin he had when all of a sudden mysterious things started happening overnight there like they did in Georgia and Michigan and every other place. This election was stolen. I'm not apologizing for that. I believe that 100%. Yeah. And it should not be allowed to stand. Appreciate the call, Papa B. Got to take a break. First with traffic, and I see Marianne on the phone. We'll get to you in just a moment, Marianne. Hang in there.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic extremely busy right now on Atlanta Highway on the interstate system. We've got I-85 southbound slow from Alabama State University all the way up to the 65 merge. Slow traffic from the Alabama River Bridge past the Northern Boulevard on 65 northbound. Very busy on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway all the way over to Vaughan Road and slow traffic I-85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly. Very busy everywhere. Please buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Trenum State has classes for certified nursing assistants starting August 4th in Macon County. Change your life. Call Trenum State today, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Jeff Branco from Chappie's Deli.
And Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
It's so nice having the dining rooms back open, Mike.
Yes, welcome back, everyone.
Thank you all so much. Great seeing so many families and friends eating together again.
Thank you once again, folks, from all of us at Chappie's Deli.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop, where the word expert means knowledge and knowledge means the Herb Shop. Let the experts at the Herb Shop help you feel better today. Check them out on the web at herbshopal.com. The Herb Shop, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I think the intense heat will roll on for several more days. You might encounter one of those cooling evening showers or storms in the area before they fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature tonight down to about 75. Tomorrow and Friday, listen to this. High temperatures headed for the upper 90s with dangerous heat indices and only widely scattered storms around. The rain chance is relatively small. Not much change as we get to the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Great moms know it's back to school time already, so now's the time to stock up on all the early savings. Like this cool t-shirt that says, "It's lit."
Mom, that's so sus.
Or this great Rick and Morty backpack.
I don't even watch that show anymore, Mom. I can't carry that around.
And look at this Fortnite hat. It's 75% off.
Yeah, because no one wants it. What's next?
Among Us? They're so cute on this t-shirt.
Sure, why not? Nobody will see it. With COVID back, I'll probably just be on Zoom.
It's back to Zoom time again at Target. It's going to be the best year ever.
Mom, that's such cap.
That's funny, but kids got to go back to school without masks. How much damage do they want to do to this generation of school kids after last year?
I think they've done it, and they're trying to do more.
Can't. Folks, line in the sand time, without question. But first, let's talk to Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Hey, Greg. Hi. You sure look good today.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Thank you.
I knew Seth would love that.
Yes, thank you. She's right, dude. You do look good.
Hey, Rosie. Hey, hey. Rusty.
Hello.
Going to Baumhauer's in a little bit. I want to look nice.
You do.
You always look good.
Do you ever watch us on TV in the morning?
Yes, I do. I love to see your halo above your head.
Oh, how come you don't wear some festive
shirts? Talking about that stupid
No,
light.
The only thing I worry about, Greg, is that halo's going to come down and choke you around the neck.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to be moving downstairs within a couple of weeks. In fact, they're coming to start moving the wiring so we can do the TV hit from the new downstairs studio.
So you should have a different kind of glow about you?
I hope.
The downstairs glow.
I mean, if I dyed my hair jet black, it would still look like it was on fire on TV with the stupid ancient
Okay, Burt Reynolds Jr.
That's not a bad thing, really.
That's a positive thing, man. You look good.
Greg, I want to give a shout-out to one of the callers that calls all the programs.
Okay.
And that's East of the Rockies.
Oh.
He got good news, according to Joey, today. He's cancer-free again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
That's wonderful.
And that
wonderful.
Is something to celebrate. Absolutely. That's something else to celebrate at Baumhauer's.
Absolutely. We appreciate that. Thank you, God.
I just wanted to call and just give a shout-out to East. I'm so thrilled for him and his family. I love you guys. I'm praying for you all the time and listening all the time. But I got to go to Food Outlet. I can't go to Baumhauer's.
Well, I probably can cut you a little slack on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go where it's cost plus 10%. Well,
can't we meet in the chip aisle again some Sunday morning?
it'd be better than the checkout. I love you guys. Please
love
have a good
too.
Evening. And congratulations, East of the Rockies.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, now, I did not hear that earlier.
Yeah, man. Well,
it was on Facebook.
Well, good. I had not heard there was a problem.
I've been trying to pay more attention to my Facebook news feed, and mm-hmm. today it was two people lost their moms.
Oh.
Somebody lost, and this good friend who took in this little Yorkie who was very, very ill as a pup.
Yeah.
He did not make it.
Oh.
And I saw a picture of him. So by the time I got upstairs today, Facebook had me in tears because so many of my friends are going through crisis right now.
Well, you remember my friend Mark. Just, you know you do. Anyhow, he had this kind of a pit bull mix kind of dog named Chief. And Chief had the dysplasia and the hips and everything. They helped Chief get around and everything. Chief was not all that old, I don't think. And Chief passed away. Mm. Well, doggone if that wasn't bad enough, 2 days later, their other dog passes away. And it's been several weeks, and they found another dog. They just kind of saw it at random. Looks just about like Chief did. And they I think they've adopted him. And
they have.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
that's awesome.
Chief, bless his heart, he could not walk, but that was the sweetest dog. He was just so happy to see you when you came in.
Yeah.
That's the thing about having a pet. It's just be something to be glad to see you at the end of the day.
No yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No unless it's a monkey, because they'll throw stuff at you.
She was heartbroken.
I think nobody does a better job of finding a great animal clip than I do. I mean, they are Rich Thomas level.
Adorable.
Oh, yeah, the goats. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it was so sweet.
All those wagon tails.
I know.
Isn't that a gift from nature, you know, that they can all line up like that and their tails are flattened back?
And they're all about the same time.
The synchronous goats.
Yes. Oh.
We should, and that's our thought for the day. We should learn to wag our tails more often.
Yeah. Like goats.
Yeah, absolutely. But I keep knocking stuff off the shelf.
In spite of the news, in spite of this nonstop parade of a-holes that represent us in politics, there's still God and there's still plenty to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about a great company in Wetumpka. By the way, when you were coming out of Wetumpka, did you go through a storm?
Not today, no, but it's kind of looking like it could be there.
I was behind the building, and I looked, and there's not quite as many storms as we thought, but there was one big-ass storm north of here, and I said, I wonder if Rusty's driving through that.
Yeah, I was looking, and I was like, look at there, a big... No, I didn't. but I did not see any rain today.
Gulf States Mobility, a company that we've been so proud to have as a sponsor for 10 years, and many of their clients are people that preserved our free speech and right say what's on our mind on talk radio, except for things I had to dump today.
Yeah.
Gulf States Mobility works with so many veterans who not only served but paid a price for serving, leaving part of their life behind in some godforsaken battlefield, coming home looking for assistance in restoring choices. This is what Gulf States Mobility does, starting with wheelchair accessible vans, wheelchair lifts to a van or truck that's adaptable. Gulf States Mobility can assist you with that. They also offer pre-owned and new wheelchair accessible vans and conversions to those vans or trucks that are eligible. They're the dealership for VMI wheelchair vans. They also have one of the largest and most efficient service departments in the Southeast with certified technicians servicing those wheelchair accessible vans, lifts, and most chairs from customers here in Alabama and surrounding states, with sales and installation for stair lifts and other home modifications that restore joys. Gulf States Mobility, a local veteran-owned company helping many veterans and civilians since 1999. Reach out at 514-6590, 514-6590, to see how they can assist you with any questions you might have. In the restoration of choice, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Traffic, our final look at the roads at 551.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic. We are very busy all over the city right now. We've got slow traffic 85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 merge. Slow traffic across the Alabama River Bridge past Northern Boulevard. And slow traffic on I-85 northbound, the afternoon slowdown from Taylor to Chantilly. Around the boulevard, we are very congested, all the major intersections, and we're still showing an active accident, Highway 331 at East South Boulevard. Buckle up, drive carefully, no new accidents to pass along. Invisible Fence is a system to keep your pet safe and at home, but the professional training by Vicky, that makes all the difference. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Chay.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan, IRRL for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio, like where this ad plays. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Yes, radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Let Kickback Ranch and Event Center be your staycation location. Located 15 miles south of Montgomery on 331, we offer 5 lakes for fishing, boating, canoeing, swimming, or just laying out on Cowboy Beach and soaking up the rays. Stay in one of our many rooms or bring your RV and stay at the Kickback Ranch RV Park. Maybe you're a business owner or someone looking for a meeting or a team building venue. We offer 7 venues, so you can contact us today and make a reservation. Call us at 286-4140. That's 286-4140. Or check us out at kickbackranch.com.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/radio to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/radio. forhims.com/radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Ah, there's no place like Panera, where a bite of the toasty, saucy Chipotle chicken avocado melt tastes like, oh, focaccia. A cool and refreshing strawberry poppy seed salad al fresco is so sweet. And a cheesy Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza in your favorite booth feels just right. So treat yourself, because there's no place like Panera. Order on the app today. Restrictions apply. Visit PaneraBread.com.
5:57. I'm out of here just in time because the right side of my face is starting to vibrate.
Oh, no.
No, I was just looking on Fox that this brain-dead president is not only allowing COVID-infected people to walk across the border, we, taxpayers, are paying for their hotel rooms where they're not monitored, even if they are COVID-positive. But they're going to come back and tell everybody else, every law-abiding tax-paying citizen, back to the mask. No.
I'm not going to wear one.
No. This cannot be allowed to happen.
No.
Thank you. And off to Baumhauer's we go. This is why we go there every Wednesday, so you can hang out with people that, well, you know, you're not the only crazy one, right?
Everybody here immediately.
Well, Rusty gets to stay.
You know he ain't right.
On behalf of Rosie Brock and the Seth Spotlow Experience, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back in the morning with the Rich Thomas, Jay Scott, Justin Lin on the road. We'll see you at Baumhauer's. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Biden and a bipartisan group of senators have reached a deal over major outstanding issues in a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. An evening test vote is possible. The infrastructure measure is a key part of Mr. Biden's agenda. The outcome will set the stage for the next debate over his much more ambitious $3.5 trillion spending package, which includes child care.